Hello.
Good morning, Newman.
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty well, thank you.
All fine.
I promised to call you after having read this report.
Right, right. What was your feeling about it?
Well, I thought I too have already expressed Gene Black into the dents of the fellow, the boy who's the secretary of this.
Right.
I'm going to call Dave Bell.
Right.
Shortly. In the first place, I think the report is out of balance. I think it fails to point out that this group believes that aid appropriately given and efficiently managed is not only in the national interest, but also is an element, perhaps, of national security.
Right, I agree. That's right. It really is only at the end that it says that. I was hoping they could move the end back to the beginning.
I think we have to state that at the outset. Otherwise, it's going to look like a bunch of hard-nosed old bastards sitting around and griping.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's really an attack on the program. I completely agree. If the recommendations are accepted, recommendations essential.
Yes, and I think there's another thing we might put in there. You Bell, because of your previous appointment, I've seen a great deal of recently, in addition to the nation.
Right.
He made a very favorable impression, I think, on the whole group.
Right.
Certainly allowing for reasonable bias on my part, he's made a damn good one on me.
Right.
And he has dealt with a couple of very emotional characters on our group with considerable self-restraint and in a very forthright fashion. So I think that it's only fair in this report to point out that we anticipate a higher order of effective management than it has been possible to enjoy in the past. I drafted a little language along these lines, which I read to Dentzer, who's serving as executive secretary of this group, and he felt that it would meet the approval of the others. I think that will help as a follow-on to the other statement which I just mentioned earlier.
Right, right, right.
Finally, my major complaint is there's some adjectives in here I think can be struck, and I think Dentzer agrees to that. Whenever you get into superlatives, either up or down, it's troublesome. And but my main objection is to the so-called secret addenda, the annex.
Right.
I think that, by its very nature, is a document, a dangerous document, because it's impossible to control anything that's called secret.
Yeah.
But it's written as a part of a report which the Congress will at once want to get hold of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reason that I'm against it is not the classification, but because it will contain a number of estimates and guesses that can't possibly be substantiated. It will only serve to attract people like Passmore and others to call Clay, Gene, Bob Anderson, or myself up and say, well, you say this can be reduced by $1.8 billion. Now, how do you figure it?
Yeah.
There's any way in the world you can figure it. No way you can guess it that much. Secondly, I think that it ought to be clear that anything that you speak of in the way of reduction applies to the 64 budget.
Right, right.
And thirdly, I would settle for a general comment, stating that we shall submit reports later and from time to time on certain classified matters, expanding and supplementing the views expressed in this general review. If we want to say that at all, I would have some doubt whether we ought to go that far. But mainly, I'd very much prefer, President, to see us say, in general, we believe that the under proper management and direction, a reduction in 1964 in the order of 400 to 500 million, or whatever the figure is attainable.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than trying to be specific country by country. Now, Lucius isn't going to like that. He likes to get into country by country, but I defy him to tell me how much he can take out of Vietnam or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Korea is pretty easy, relative.
Yeah.
So you can deal with the number of personnel and apply the formula to that. But you can't do it in the Congo, you can't do it in the majority of the places that we're concerned in, you can't do it in South America. I just like to use a general figure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk that out with Dave, then I'm going to get hold of Clay and try to talk it out with him. Gene Black's in agreement with me.
Right, right.
When I talked to him this morning, he said he thought it was a hell of a good idea. And the point that I'm trying to make on it is this. It's perfectly possible for us to get together and arrive at a table of life expectancy in a life insurance basis. But it's very difficult for anybody to tell me what my life expectancy is, or yours, or anybody else's. So if you can deal in general terms on the basis of an average, just people have a 10% figure, something like that. Whereas you can't identify them item by item. And a lot of the scar tissue I have acquired over the past years has been trying to do it the other way. So those are the two main areas at present that I find lacking in the report. The first one I think is serious, the second one I think is probably a personal feeling as much as anything else. I'm sure that Herman Flager feels as I do about these trying to be specific, say a million eggs you can cut out of country X. Well, I wouldn't have the faintest idea that it's a million eggs.
Well, I must say, I think looking at the report, I'm interested and concerned about what would be the newspaper sort of stories out of it. And I do think it's what would be the congressional reaction. The way it was, and the reason I was called you was that it would obviously be billed as an attack on foreign aid, and the whole emphasis would be negative. So that I think if we could get, they have some good statements about foreign aid at the conclusion. If they could start off with a discussion about why this program under the limitations that you suggested, why it's essential to our security, I think that would be the most important thing. The other thing is, on the question of the money, I think it ought to be generalized because, and in addition, I think it would be somewhat harmful if the whole lead of the story was that the Clay Committee suggests a $500 million cut.
God knows how we can keep that in some sort of...
Well, I think the language you used was better than the language, which was that you believe that a cut of $500 million is attainable. And I think if it could be put, without saying, we say that you can cut it $500 million, if you put it in more cautious language... Then the lead, the headline wouldn't be just the fact that with all this emphasis on economy, they'll just pick it out. And if all we get out of it is a story that you can cut $500 million, I think if you could say that that's attainable, we'd put it in more moderate language and not make that the great sort of story out of it.
Good. I'm going to talk to Dave Bell as soon as he gets back to his office and see whether this is a figure which is, in his view, possible.
Right. Well, I think he thinks that they can take $500 million out of it. Then if you went for that, if we could state that anything seriously below that would adversely affect our national interest, then we'll have some protection against the kinds of cuts they're talking about, which, go $1.5 billion now.
So my problem is going to be with Lucius.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's very emotional about this.
Yeah.
And I haven't worked with him for so many years. I know how intense he gets in and I'm going to try to get him to see my point of view, which is we're much better off generalizing, and we ought to try to be specific, because if you ever get him up on the stand and try to nail him down as to how he's going to do this, he's going to be in a hell of a fix.
Okay, good. Thanks very much, though. I think both of those would be very helpful.
He's planning a meeting, I think, the 15th, which I will not be able to attend, as I've gotten Willie to get away and get his son in order to have this nose healed.
Yeah.
I can start breathing normally again.
Yeah.
But he's talking about one of the 15th. And I think if we remove the this annex, he's got no problem getting a general review of the report.
Right. Good. But
all that's on time.
Fine. Well, thanks an awful lot.
Right. Matter of the execution of Victor Segura here in Iowa, which will take place next week.
Yeah.
And you have reviewed the matter and denied clemency on it, and I want to talk just bed on the basis of the person we've had an abolishment of capital punishment bill here in the Iowa legislature. I don't think there's any reasonable reason. The only basis I could appeal for at all would be that
I'm personally opposed to capital punishment, and I really feel that the majority of people in Iowa are. And I don't know on what basis you were advised on this, but just on the chance that you might possibly review the case again, I felt an obligation to personally talk to you about it.
Right. I went through it, Governor. I read the story, and then I got a letter from the man, and I've never really, I'm not... the crime was so brutal is what finally made me decide not to go for clemency, and was so deliberate.
There's really some question in my mind, though the man is legally sane, apparently. He is a schizophrenic paranoid, which is a vicious combination, according to the reports I've had here, that he's probably not responsible for a lot of the things he does, though he does know the difference between right and wrong as far as legal sanity is.
Did the fellow that he killed came from Iowa, did he?
Yes, he was a Dubuque doctor.
Yeah.
And Dubuque, of course, and the whole community over there is very highly incensed about it. I'm sure probably you talked to Ed McDermott about it.
Well, as a matter of no, I haven't. Of course, they're anxious, I suppose, to have the sentence carried out, are they?
Pardon?
They're anxious to...
The people around Dubuque are, yes.
Yeah.
They removed the trial from the Dubuque area, and it was conducted at Waterloo, about 100 miles away.
When is this sentence supposed to be carried out?
It's supposed to be carried out the morning of the 15th, early in the morning.
I see. That's on Friday, isn't it?
Friday, isn't it?
Well, Governor, why don't I take a look at the matter Monday, and then I'll call you back?
If you would, I would certainly appreciate it, Mr. President.
Oh, fine. Now, is our, on your call to me, is that... known, or is that...
No, the call is strictly unknown.